Yeah, obviously, thankfully, I got to save that penalty towards the end. You know, it was 10 minutes left in it. You know, it was, to be fair to Bray, they put us under a lot of pressure in the second half. And you never think Bray were scrapping for their lives, to be honest, the way they played ball tonight. And a lot of the game, I thought they probably had a better possession of the ball. But like you say, if you want to win leagues, you got to win games ugly as well at times. And that's what happened tonight. We won the game. We got the 3 points. And we move on now to our little break we have and then get back for Derry. Yeah, you know, like, it's only little things, you know, I suppose. What did they have? One or two chances in the game, and, you know, the first half, obviously, the little touch was nice, but obviously the penalty save was the one, you know, kept us in the game, keep us a 1-0 lead, and thankfully we held out to the end and got the 3 points. I think it's the first one, you know, it's the first one we've even conceded this season, yeah, I think, you know. I think it was, yeah, you know, just shows how strong we've been. But just shows how good we've been defensively, you know. I think it's probably the first sending off we've had as well this season, you know, in 16 games, and you could see when Colin went off, kind of lost their shape for a while, and just shows how big of a player Colin Healy is, and hopefully he won't get too many games, and he can be back in there with us and after the break, and we'll drive on from there. Okay. I can't remember the last time Colin Healy was sent off, to be fair. I think it must be, I'd say, yeah, you know, he's not a dirty player, he's not that kind of player, he's a hard player, but he's not dirty, and you know, other referees might have seen as a yellow card, but obviously tonight it was a red card, and there wasn't much. No, there wasn't, not at all.
What were you booked for, Mark?
Leave my box.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, you know, you've sent the halves for Bray running 70 yards down and nothing happens to them. You walk 5 yards outside your box and you're booked. You know, it's kind of silly. You know, it's my first booking. I won't worry about it. You know, but I was just happy again. We have the 3 points. Yeah, I went over to him and I said to him, I was like, listen, what are you doing? And you know, he's laying on the floor looking around, seeing what the referee and linesman are, and he's laughing at you, like, and it's very frustrating when you see a fella rolling on the floor like that, like, and but Scully was a nice fella and all that, like, and but sure, that's just the way football is and the way football's going at the minute, but we just drive on, we got the 3 points and that'll do us.
Good to have Benno back in the back in front of you tonight.
Yeah, Benno's a big strong boy, you know. Benno's a lot of experience, and you know, you can see with both Muzz and Benno the Marshall the back line very well tonight, you know, and kept Bray to very little chances. You know, it's obviously the penalty was probably the main one, but other than that, I can't really remember too many chances that Bray had, even though they had a lot of possession.
What's the plan for the break?
Garrison. Yeah,
that's hopes.
It. Yeah,
when you left in.
Yeah, you know, when you've a big family and that, you know, it's just always nice to get away. So that's what we'll be doing for the week. We'll be heading off now for the 7 days, and we're back training Monday week. So I won't be looking forward to that, but I'll be looking forward to the break. I think you look at it, it's an absolute fantastic season for us, you know, so far. So obviously Dundalk have set the bar, you know, like, what, the last one game, won 13 out of 16 or whatever it is, like, you know, it's absolutely phenomenal. But we're still there, we're only 3 points off them. Second half of the season, I think we came strong last year, you know, and I think that's going to be the same this year. I think everyone's looking forward to the break, getting refreshed, and we'll be back after the break and ready to go. I think the season really starts after the break for us anyway, especially. So it's just hang in there till the break. We're there now, and we'll drive on from after the break. The summer nights coming in, I remember all the times we played in Europe, it's always been a beautiful, sunny, hot day for Europe, and it's a day everyone enjoys, you know, the players, the fans, everyone. So it's I can't wait for this one, really looking forward to it. Once we get someone close by, it won't be going off to Belarus or any place like that, you know. So, just air it, someone, you know, if you get someone in Wales, Northern Ireland, it'd be nice, you know, just the first round. Yeah, Garrison, yeah. Someone close, it's just get through a few rounds, you know. It'd be nice to get through a few rounds and see where it takes us, you know. I know there's a lot of big teams in the draw as well, like, but if we can get through a few rounds, it'd be good for the club and obviously good for the fans and the players.
That's 10 clean sheets now, yeah. 10 from the 16 or 17 games. So obviously, like last year, we had 17, which was, I thought, was phenomenal, you know. And now you're looking, we've 10 clean sheets in the league already out of 16, 17 games, which is brilliant, you know. If we can hit another 10 in the second half of the season, then no doubt we will be champions.